Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promoter self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. To pump the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. It's Friday night, July 12th, 2013. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. And just want to welcome you here to the forum tonight, live in The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can call that number no matter where you are in the world. For everyone who's living outside of the United States and you want to call that number, 646-652-2711 is the number you call. For the rest of you, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you've dialed the U.S. country code, you just dial 646-652-2711 and you're live. Now, for the rest of you, what I wish for you to do is you can come on over, find yourself, come on over, and just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. Come on in, and you will be live right here in The Remix. Welcome, everyone. It is so good to be here with you guys. I see the chat room is open, and you guys are filling it all up, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix is how you're going to get yourself over and get into the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix. And if you want to come on over where all the action happens in the chat room, The Remix family will make you feel right at home. So, yes. The Remix family will still make you feel very, very welcome. Come on in. If you're a guest, click the link at the very bottom, and it takes about 5 minutes. Tell us who you are, and you'll be right in the chat where the action is and chatting. Peace and greetings to you guys. Tonight, we're going to be talking about instinctive feng shui. And, yeah, I want to hope that you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. Hopefully that will be better. I may have to close out some of these things over here. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners who's out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. And we'll be doing that in just a short moment. But I do want to make sure that you guys can hear me loud and clear. Hopefully you can, and that'll be a lot better for you. I've moved through the events tonight here live in The Remix. Ooh, what a week. What a week, you guys. I don't know. For some reason, it feels like the whole week is over, and we have just started on the weekend, but it's been a beautiful, amazing week, and I'm just loving all of the energy and every single one of you guys that I've been in touch with, in contact with. I do want to tell you that tonight's show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available for you on downloads. And now I'll just give you some quick ways that you can go back and download the show, because you guys absolutely love the show. Welcome to the Sixth Dimension. Of course, you know Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience was here, and boy, did he drop it. It was a beautiful share, and I have heard and seen all of the comments that you guys have left all over the world that you love that show so much. So you can get that show as well as all of the remix shows that are in the archives just by coming on over to the Remix Radio page, www.blogtalkradio.com, and look for the little purple icon. If you have iTunes or any iTunes device, that's how you're going to get yourself in, and you'll be able to download that show and any of the remix shows that you want to get. How freaking cool is that? And then you can download it straight to your computer if you like. You can put it on any of your MP3 devices, and you can take it with you on the go. So I've heard all of your stories about everyone who's just been at work, working out. Maybe you were dropping the kids off at school, or you were picking up your husband, cooking dinner, taking a shower, taking a bath, studying, maybe at school in the dormitory, you know, maybe in a foreign country, traveling abroad, and you were listening to the remix and having those vibes all over the world. So just want to let you guys know how you can get that, and you can definitely get in and you can listen to that. So where to begin? Instinctive feng shui is what we're going to be talking about tonight. I was going to do a recording because I want to take us on a vision quest, and I think we'll still do it. We'll just do that very, very live. All of them are live, but it's just going to be live in a different kind of way, and we'll get into that shortly here as we get ready to get into the share tonight. I'm so excited. Don't forget, it's Friday night, and you know Sunday night, the order for the Kim deck goes out. So for those of you out there who do not have the Kim deck, I don't know where in the hell you've been, but where you've been, you need to get the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck, really to keep you current in these times that we're in, because it's so much going on, so much energy out there. I know you guys have seen all of the links that all of you have been putting up from around the world, all kinds of things happening, going on, new planets, new places, new things being discovered and coming to life. Isn't it good to be part of the Remix family? Because we've been talking about this for years, and now the time is here. So we're in a really, really beautiful time. Lots of things are going on, lots of things that we do need to pay attention to, keep our watchful eye on, and make sure that we're not in the reactive mode, especially as we keep to see the events, as I spoke to you guys about the case of Trayvon Martin. Not be in the reactive mode, because that is the big setup, and I know everyone can see it coming now. Okay, so these are the things that I want to just kind of bring to you guys' attention as we get ready to get into the share tonight and have some fun. Yes, we're going to be dancing tonight, and yeah, we're going to be dancing tonight. I want to say welcome. I know Esther and Sister Manya is in the house, as well as the rest of the Remix family joining us here. We're going to be dancing and getting it on. The other thing that I want to tell you guys is that you have the Kim deck. You can definitely get that. Let's get these things out of the way. The other thing is the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And I know you guys who have that, who have been working with it, have been sending me your messages and your emails, and I hear you guys. That is amazing. And so keep doing your work. Keep knowing your magic. That's always important to do. The other thing is, remember the big announcement about becoming self-invested. Well, I'm happy to say that right now, some of you are already self-invested. You've taken that step. For the rest of you, I know that you will be taking that step to come along. I want you guys to know that self-invested, for all of you who sent emails, emails went out tonight for for those of you interested in self-investing and how you can take that step to do that now to become self-invested. Let me tell you a little bit about it right now so that you guys can understand what it means to be self-invested. And I talked about this on the show last week, so if you didn't get to hear it, you definitely want to go back and download. So self-invested, when you become self-invested, it's about making an investment in yourself, in absolutely every area of your life, of yourself. This is what it's about. That's what being self-invested is about. So we're going to have classes, we're going to have workshops, we're going to have brothers and sisters and speakers from all over the world that's going to come. And for less than $15 a month, you can take as many classes as you want. You can become self-invested. You can have every member in your house self-invested, as well as your family, your children, everyone. Because we will have classes for children, classes for mother, daughter, father, son. We will have magic classes for children and parents alike. We will also have numerology, astronomy classes. We will have music producing classes, journalism classes, writing classes. We will have feng shui classes. We will have all kinds of classes. You name it, those classes. Tai Chi, Qigong, those classes are going to be there. All of those classes are going to be there and they're going to be available. So get self-invested so that you can make that investment in yourself. And I want to say welcome. Yes, yes, the energy is high. My energy is high. And I'm really, really just trying to stay nice and calm. And, you know, just allow this to just kind of move through me. Yes, Esther, you know what I'm talking about. Stay nice and calm and just allow this energy to move through me as we get into the share tonight. And we're going to be talking about instinctive feng shui and maybe even do some readings too. So I'll be opening up the phone line. So just want to say peace and love to you guys out there. You're not self-invested. You want to find out more. Hundreds of you have already inquired and are becoming self-invested as we speak at this moment, literally. As we speak, you guys are becoming self-invested. And just excited to have everyone on board. This is amazing time here. And of course, you know, all together for our modern day priestesshood, and that is exciting as well too, to learn about energy reading. So so much, you guys. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it calm. Trying to keep it real calm. Tonight we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects. You guys know how I feel about feng shui and how much I love feng shui, and I haven't done a feng shui show in a long time, so we talking about different elements, things that you can begin to do. If you guys are part of the Remix family page, the Remix radio page, and you go on Facebook, you'll see sort of some thoughts that I posted today about me and some of the feng shui that I've been doing, just been doing in my life, and I know many of you have too, and talking about that time that we're in and sort of my commitment to you. But before we get started, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. That's what we're going to be listening to. A little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance. So, you guys ready? Welcome to Remix, everyone. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad to be here with you. So, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we get right
la,
into
la,
the show.
La, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so here we go. All right, you guys, welcome to the remix. And I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And it is Friday night, and you're live in the remix. It's so good to have you guys here. Yes, all kinds of energy and everything out there moving around. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects that I love to talk about so much, and it's about instinctive feng shui. You guys know that I've done a lot of shows on feng shui and talking about those things of feng shui and talking about them in a way that is very, very unique in its own divine right. And it's so much going on. Oh, it's so much going on. I just want to say welcome to you guys. Every time I look over here, someone is becoming self-invested. And so I just want to welcome you guys on board and also know that we are looking to do some of the first classes that's going to be coming up. And as you know, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience will be teaching one of the first classes, and we're looking to do that very, very, very soon. So it is just an honor to just to have everybody here welcoming you guys into the forum tonight as the remix continues to grow and we continue to just share love and learn. Everyone will find their purpose, and that's what becoming self-invested is about. You guys will be able to find your purpose once you become self-invested and then begin to start taking action on it. We are so committed to that. I can't tell you, hands down, we are so committed to that. I want to share with you guys what this week has been about for me. And I've heard many of your stories because I've done tons of readings. You guys know, as of December, that I'm going to stop doing readings as of December. So we've been bumping it up. And as if I wasn't doing enough readings, I've been tripling that amount so that I can get everyone in and we can sort of bring that to a closure as we begin to embark at this time on lots of new beginnings and new things that is to come with the Remix family all around the world. And this week was simply amazing. It went by very, very quickly, even though it was a lot of things happening, so many things happening all across the board, all across the world. It was going by, and I had a chance to meet and converse in the sessions with some amazing brothers and sisters from all over the world, from Japan to Germany to Saudi Arabia to speaking with someone in France, and someone also in North Africa, just to be able to connect with our international brothers and sisters out there and just be able to feel their energy and just to know what that is about. It was just simply amazing. It was amazing. And I did something else this week as well, too. I took all of my journals that I've had ever since I've been very, very young, and some of those since I've been an adult, and I burned them, all of them, burned them, got rid of them. I think I took out of my closet probably about 4 or 5 bags of clothes, and I donated them. I took about 3 or 4 boxes of books, and I donated them. And then I took about 3 or 4 bags of shoes, and I gave them away. And I hear you guys asking, why? Why would you do that? And I also am contemplating, because there are some kids, some children. Baby Blue also plays the acoustic guitar, and she has one. But I'm also contemplating giving away my acoustic guitar because I know that just like myself, when I first seen Indy Ari play her guitar, I know that there are some children out there that would just love to get an acoustic guitar. And so I will be giving that away as well, too. One of the reasons that I did this, because getting rid of things that you have or letting go of old things, it's not just about making room for new things, even though that's part of it.
It is about making room for the new, not necessarily more, but new. And I want you guys to understand that, because that's one of the principles that we'll be talking about today when it comes to instinctive feng shui. Because there is a difference between making room for new and making room for more. So letting go is not necessarily about getting more, but it is about making room for new. It's about opening yourself up to different possibilities, to doing things that you've never done before. It is about truly being the new beginner, and it can be scary. It can be frightening, as I shared with you guys, my own experience about where I am right now. So much is going on with the Remix family and just brothers and sisters all over the world. I'm bringing new people on the staff. That's something I've never done before. And also looking for more new people to come join to work with me. You know, I am also self-invested. And so as a member, that, you know, right, yeah, that's right. I pay for my own membership too, because, I don't get to skip the rules. But I am self-invested as well too. And I put my money where my mouth is. Trust and believe, I put my money where my mouth is. So I'm self-invested too, you know. And so I'm so excited about, you know, all of these things to come and so much about being the new beginner, you know, because that's what I am right now. I'm the new beginner. And so I'm going to let you guys know that I invite all of you to join me in being the new beginner. And one of the things that I promise you is that I will give you all of me, absolutely all of me, everything that I have, you know, and put that out there. You know, Brother Bilal was on the show Sunday, and he was so excited about talking about the class that he was going to teach, and he said, I'm just ready to share everything that I learned, and I really felt and understood his excitement with that. And so that's the place that we're at. So many of us, I've been speaking to brothers and sisters all over the world, a new beginner. So it's a new place. It's a new place for me. I'm walking in the mystery. My ass is walking on the dark side for real. for real. Again, walking on the dark side. And continuously to bring you guys love, because that's what I'm rooted in, and absolutely everything that I have. And just to make these dreams come true, just to make the dreams come true, your dreams, my dreams, completely committed to that. And so becoming self-invested, you will find your purpose. We are all, the whole team, the whole staff is absolutely committed to that. So it is time to defrag your information. And that's where I'm at. I'm defragging. So when I began to start working with these sisters, because I've learned so much of it, it's not enough time, it's not enough hours, it's not enough shows, it's not enough readings. I was in a reading with a brother, Jamie, and me and Jamie talked and 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 talked. And I just shared with him and just poured out and poured out, as I did with all of you guys. And just really, really just so much I've learned and so much that you guys have taught me. And, you know, all of these things are going into the record. And that's what's so powerful. All of this, everything that we're doing for our soul group is going into the record. And so one day, it will be someone there to reveal these records and how we all have played a part in. But right now, it's time. It's time to begin to start prospering off of what you know. Really, it's that time. This is the time. This is really the time to rise above. It is no better time right now than it's ever been on the planet for you to begin to move forward and to live your dreams. I've seen all of this in the record, guys. I've seen it very clear. It's about wealth building. And I know it's time, no matter how scary it is for me, no matter how challenging, no matter how unknown this is for me, I know it is time to step out so we can wealth build like this planet has never seen before. That's what real family is all about. It's about all of us wealth building together, not one person, not just a group of people, not just those to the left or those to the right, not that those that are just different, but it's about wealth building. And we're a family, and that's what I'm committed to. I want to tell you guys this story. Ooh, and I'm getting chills right now. Because these are some of these things that I haven't quite unleashed yet, but I really feel it's time for me to unleash. How many of you have watched the documentary about Ben and Jerry? Have you guys seen that? Oh, Ben and Jerry. I love Ben and Jerry. I do. Ben and Jerry came together. They were friends. And I know you guys probably seen the ice cream, Ben and Jerry ice cream that you see. They are amazing. They're a very, very amazing company. If you get a chance, you want to watch the documentary on Ben and Jerry because it's so much more about than ice cream. Even though I love ice cream, I actually am fond of Godiva ice cream. But I do. So the Ben and Jerry documentary, they were two really good friends. They were two very good friends, two nerdy good friends. They were nerds, and they were friends. They were kind of outcasts in their own right, and they were going through different situations, as friends do, and they began to share with each other these different situations that they were going through. And what ended up happening, I'll make this long, very long story. Actually, it has everything to do with what we're going to be talking about tonight. But what they decided to do was they came up with ice cream. They came up with this concept of ice cream, but it was more than just about ice cream. It was about their passion. It was about their love. And it was also about them wanting to help because they had some very unique ideas about how they wanted to do this. So long story short, because one of the things that my spirit guides was leading me to do, they kept telling me to watch this documentary. And I kept skipping over it. I kept skipping over it. And I was like, wow. Why? Let me sit down and watch it. And yes, Ben and Jerry even made a book about how to make homemade ice cream instead of keeping all the secrets to themselves. The same way when I come on and I tell you guys, when you get a Kim Deck, I tell you that absolutely everything that I do, that you guys can do. That you can do everything. All of the readings, everything. And we try them all here right on this very large stage that has been given to us by the universe called the Remix. And many of you have confirmed that for me. You've told me whether you're doing readings in your own life or you're doing readings for others or you're working in some of the other areas. Well, Ben and Jerry And I understood why I needed to watch Ben and Jerry documentary, because it really gave me this very, very big concept for the remix. And I'm going to unleash it right here. I'm going to put it out into the universe, because I know you guys will push right behind me. And I know you will be right next to me, behind me, beside me, in front of me to propel this forward. So here's the thing that is to come that I'm working on as we speak. It is in the works. And that is, the remix has grown so much bigger than what I could have ever imagined it to be. And the reason we're starting out to become self-invested, and I'm bringing these people on board, and I'm bringing them, getting things in line. I told you guys soon we'll be doing face-to-face. I told you about my downtime, traveling all over the world, making these connections, really setting things up to begin to get things in place. It's because not only will you be able to become self-invested, the investment in yourself, that you will get back more than 12 times over, eventually you will be able, oh my goodness, eventually you will be able to buy stock in the Remix Corporation. Only for the self-investors. You will have an option to own stock, to buy stock, shares, to become a private investor in the Remix, only for the self-invested. This has never been done before, but I've already seen it in the records. This is what's to come. You will see drastic changes, and this is going to be big. I promise you, the day that I sat down with my mastermind thinkers and we brought this energy together, and Brother Bilal was one of the people present, Sister Munya was present, Esther was present, there was an explosion that was caused in the universe. A very beautiful explosion the day that this came to be. So this is real. I got lawyers and all of the legalities coming together for this to happen. This is a game changer for real. So I wanted to share that with you guys. The downtime for me is all about bringing us together. It's about going to the next level. It's about going to the next level. It really is. This is about doing business in ways that business has never been done before on this earth. Yes. Yeah. So I'm excited. I am so, so excited. Even those who don't become self-invested will still benefit from this. So even if you don't become self-invested, you're going to be able to still benefit to some degree. I love it. I love it. I love it so much. So lots of work going on over here, you guys. And lots of things to get started. lots of things to get started. So I want you guys to just know. By the way, speaking of that, because I see you guys mentioning things in the chat room, I want to invite you, if you don't have this, I want you to start getting on board, and I want you to go, because you guys know several years ago I came out with the Remix app. I actually have a couple of apps, but we're not going to talk about those apps. But I want you guys to tell you about the Remix app. And some of you out there are already talking about books and ebooks. Oh, I got you. no worries. All of that in the self-invested class, we're going to be covering publishing, and all of those things are going to be in there. So much is going on. But I want to invite you, if you're new listening to The Remix, and I know we have new listeners out there from all over the world. I'll give those international shots out in just a moment. But I want to tell you guys that you can go over to the Android Market, put in The Remix, and you can get The Remix app, and you can download it on your phone for free. That was one of my gifts I gave out about 3 or 4 years ago, and the brother Mark was the one who developed the app for me, and he did an amazing job. You can, there's a button where you can actually just do get an email, and inside that email, you can click the button that says share your dream, share your energy with Blue, and that email will come straight to me. There's a link to take you straight to the Kim line, the Know Your Magic line. There's a link to take you straight to the Remix so you can listen to the shows. And you can even go through the archives from there. It will take you straight to my Twitter. And even if you do not have a Twitter account, if you have this app on your phone, you will be able to see all of my tweets that I'm tweeting. So how cool is that? So you want to get yourself over. You want to get that app. You want to go to the Android Market. And, yes, I am still working on the Apple app and also the one that is for all of the other phones. Now, here's the really, really cool thing. The really, really cool thing is that when you go get it, you can also go get sort of this app for Dump It, where you can go to the Dump It page, www.dumpitasap.com. Go to Dump It ASAP. There's a scan bar there. You can scan that. It will automatically put Dump It on your smartphone or your Android phone. So it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. And eventually we will get all of these things so they can go across the board. So it doesn't matter what you're using, how you're using it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Yes. So when you go to the Android Market on your phone, so in your phone, you should have a way in your smartphone to go straight to the Android Market and just put in The Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the logo come up, and you can download the app right there. And so I want you guys to get that, and I want you to rate it. It's important that you just spread the love. You can also go over to dumpitasap.com, and you can scan that, and you can get that on your phone, too. Lots of cool ways to stay connected, to share your thoughts, to release energy that needs to be released, and just do all of these amazing things in that we do here in The Remix. So tonight we're going to be talking about feng shui, instinctive feng shui, which is a little different. It's a little different than maybe feng shui that I've talked about in the past. By the way, I would encourage all of you to go back into the archives and listen to those shows that I did on feng shui, because there's lots of good information. There's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't say to me or send an email to Questions for Blue where they've come across some of those feng shui shows and just really, really love it. I remember when I first started to talk about feng shui, many people didn't even know what feng shui was. They didn't even know what feng shui was. They was like, oh, my goodness, never heard of feng shui. So we're going to be talking about instinctive feng shui tonight, which is really cool. And we're going to be doing this from the place of the new beginner. So we're going to be doing some new things here. And I'll be sharing some things with you guys here some of the things I haven't shared with you before, just about understanding about feng shui. I guess that's a great place for us to begin to start talking. So when we can start to talk about feng shui and what feng shui is, kind of what it's used for, and all of these different things. I think some of you in there talking about the Baga mask and all of that and blind stars and all of these different things. But we're going to get into the share tonight. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into the share tonight so we can start talking about instinctive feng shui. And then we're going to start taking some calls because I definitely want to hear from you guys and see what's going on in your feng shui world over there. I know every time I do a reading and I see inside someone's home, it's just really, really funny. Okay, so we're going to talk about feng shui. Now, feng shui is... it comes out of, most would say, it comes out of the Chinese system of geometry. And it really deals with their way of seeing sort of what we would call the laws of heaven and earth. That has a lot to do with it. And the translation, when we start to think about feng shui, the translation is wind and water. So you can think of it as air, kind of, and water. But one of the things that I found in feng shui is that we can take these ancient principles and take them all the way back to our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet and also later coming out of Africa when it comes to feng shui. And so these principles are not just something that is just known to the East, but they're known to the whole planet and to the whole world. In fact, it is a whole culture when we start to talk about feng shui. The aspect of feng shui that we're talking about is more on an occult level, more on a magical level, more on a spiritual level, and how it's connected to you. I've been interested in feng shui ever since I've been a very young girl. I love those things of design and lines and always being able to feel energy and understand energy as it's coming in. Those things have always been very, very fascinating for me. Have you ever walked into a space and immediately when you walked in, you got a charge from the energy, the environment, of everything that was going on? You could just feel the energy just begin to start moving through your body, like moving all over you, moving through your body and all over and all around you. Well, that's you connecting not only with what feng shui would call earth, but also you connecting with heaven. And I believe that our sacred spaces, the places that we live, the place that we spend most of our time, where our family is, where others come to greet us, should be one of the highest vibrational points on the planet. I know that when the ancestors and others live in other worlds, when they are flying past the planet Earth, they see my house on the grid. It's there. This is why often I get up in the middle of the night and I have many spirits lurking in my bathroom because they see that light, that shining light that's just coming from out of my sacred space. And so it is my wish, my goal, that absolutely every time somebody walks into my sacred space, when they leave, that their vibration has been lifted higher than it was before they walked in. And I know that you guys want that too. I've always told my children from a very young age, and I believe this, and my mother sort of passed these principles on to me too, that your home should be that place where no excuses need to be made. None. My mother was one of those people that when people would come to the house, and when I was little, I didn't really get this, that she would take you on a tour of her house. That's how proud she was. She would say, come on in. If it was your first time, come on. Okay, so here's the living room. Let me take you in the kitchen. Here's the kitchen. Here's the bathroom. Here's where the bedroom is. She would take people on a tour. And I thought, why would she do that? Because she was just so proud. Growing up, one of the things that we could not do, you were not allowed to have closed doors in your house. My mother didn't believe in it, and I don't believe in it, because if you got to close the door, and one of the things my mother would say, never say, excuse the house. That's the worst thing that a person could say when someone comes in your house. Oh, you got to excuse my house. Excuse your house? Why would you have to excuse your house? So feng shui is more than about cleaning up, because that's the misconception. A lot of people think feng shui is just about cleaning up. No. It's so much more than cleaning up. The reason we couldn't close our doors is you could not close the door because you didn't want someone to see inside the room because the room was junky or that the room was not clean. I see y'all minds are going all over the place. I see y'all minds are going all over the place. But let's try to stay here. Let's just try to stay in the moment. I know there may be many reasons why others close their doors. But in our house, you could not say that if someone came over, closed the door, so they wouldn't look inside and see where it was. The other thing is that I believe that your sacred space should be your sacred temple. Because your house has a spirit wherever you're living. I don't care how small, I don't care how large, because it's certainly not about that either, but it has a spirit in it. And when you come and you connect with that energy and that vibration, that's where all of the love and the healing and the magic comes from. So many times people have come in my sacred space and they told me how they felt healed. I have a very good friend of mine, and she has this very beautiful, beautiful home. Our styles are very different. I'm kind of modern, eclectic. I don't know how to describe it, but I like clean lines, clean things, very limited, but I like modern, but I have different mixtures of all different things that are coming over, that come together, I guess you could say. A lot of times we move into sacred spaces, and I'll hear people say that they are living in their space and they don't feel comfortable or they don't feel at ease in their space because the flow, the feng shui, the energy, the chi, just like you have life force energy moving within you, the chi is not moving correctly inside your sacred space. Because your space has a spirit as well, too. So instinctive feng shui is about learning how to be able to tap into that divine spirit. Tonight, we're going to mop, okay? And MOP, if you guys don't remember, MOP is about management, organizing, and position or placement. We're going to MOP. That's what we're going to do. So tonight, everybody's going to do a little bit of mopping. And we're going to talk about how you can begin to raise the frequency of those things that are flowing inside of your sacred space. I'll be answering your feng shui questions, even doing some feng shui readings. And taking a look at all of these things when it comes to feng shui inside your sacred space. Inside your sacred space. All right? Yeah, we got a mop. That's what we're going to do. And we're also going to be going on a vision quest. I want to tell you why this is so important. It is so, so important that we mop. Because you need to understand that absolutely everything that's in your sacred space is a reflection of what's going on inside, internally, within you. I've often gone to people's house and given them readings, and I can give a reading based on everything that I see inside their sacred space. So something that's there, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it is a reflection of what's going on inside. Nothing is in your sacred space by accident. Absolutely nothing. It is a reflection of your internal world. Once you cross that threshold, when you open the door and you step across that threshold, you have now stepped into your divine altar. See, I'm one of those people who believe that your home, your whole house is your altar, not just that place that you keep clean over in the corner. Your whole sacred space is your altar. So I'll ask you, how does your altar look? How does your altar look? Because your whole sacred space, the bathroom, the living room, the kitchen, the front door, your cabinets, those drawers, your closet, you know, the garage, the attic, the basement, you know, all of that is your sacred space. A sacred space. And we need to take these times. This is why the management is so important, the mopping. Because you have to begin to start taking this time and moving through all of this energy and going in and doing all of these things. It's important. It is very important. And there's so many different ways that we can do that. But I want to give you guys tonight a very simple way that you can begin to get into this energy and begin to do this inside your sacred space. And it requires nothing but you. That's going to be the first space, the first time. So many things have happened over the last year, 6 months, 8 months, for some of you, the last 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, depending on how long you've been in that sacred space, that you may have done some smudging, you may have done some clearing out, and all of those things are good. But you really have to connect with that divine energy inside your sacred space so you can understand. A lot of times when I go in and I begin to speak to sacred spaces, the first thing that they told me is that they're living here and it's complete damn chaos because they never tried to build a connection with the energy inside this space. You have to respect. That's why sacred grounds are so important. And you're seeing all of these things come up in the media, where they're talking about companies and corporations who have built things on top of sacred ground. When we start to talk about Sandy and that school where that whole soul group of children left was built on top of a very sacred Native American burial ground. We have to begin to respect these sacred spaces. We have to begin to recognize that our energy extends past where our arms are. Our energy begins to move faster, and our energy begins to connect with energy that is outside of ourselves. And you can do that regardless if you don't even understand where your sacred space is. I've gone into a little cottage where this cottage, really, when you get inside of this sacred space, it had more of a country kind of a rustic feel to it. And that person tried to shove modern-day things in that sacred space. And then they began to talk to me about why the foundation was cracking and why the walls were coming down. And I gave the consultation and said, because this sacred space is saying you're trying to put things here that don't belong. You didn't talk to the sacred space and really just begin to open up that portal and get that energy to flow, so that you guys can be in harmony. You should never lay in your bed, I don't care where you stay in the world, and not feel safe and protected in your sacred space. Because if you build this connection with your sacred space, it will protect you. It will tell you. I remember one night, the sacred energy inside of my home woke me up to tell me that earlier when I was outside, I left the back door open. My house said, get up, get up, get up. Boo, the back door is open. You didn't set the alarm. The back door is open. You better get up. Sure enough, I got up and I went and the door was open. So this is why I tell you guys, I know I go real hard when I hear these smoke detectors, but that is your sacred space speaking to you, letting you know there is some shit going on up in here. You're not paying attention. This is the warning. Yes, it's crying out. So your home is letting you know. It's letting you know what's going, this is what's going on with me. Here is how I need you to connect with me. So it's very, very important that you begin to do that. We know that everything that's inside of your sacred space, everything that's there, has a spirit in it. It does. And we've held on to things that maybe someone that your ex gave you, that you guys don't have good energy right now. You know, one of the examples I think I gave a long time ago is maybe your mama gave you a couch, but you remember getting your ass beat on that couch. Do you think it's good energy in there? Do you think that couch is projecting and sending good energy in that sacred space? You got a bed that you done bumped and grind with this person and that person in, and you done did this with, and you done did that, and then all of a sudden your girl want to move in or your man want to move in, and y'all want to know why every night y'all working out with headaches. Your head hurting, your back hurting, you can't sleep, you're tossing and turning. Because all of these things hold energy. And the good thing is you don't have to throw everything out. You can actually go in and change the vibration, change the energy. You can change it. It doesn't matter what it is. You can begin to change it. And that's the good thing. So those are some of the things that we're going to be doing tonight as we cover MOP and we talk about instinctive feng shui. We're actually going to get ready to do a vision quest, and I'm going to have to do this one live for some reason. I guess it needs to be live because I tried to do it the other way, and it just did not work. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to grab a piece of paper, something to write with, because as soon as we get done, we're actually going to be doing some writing. But I just want to say welcome. Welcome to all of you who are becoming self-invested as we speak, because you guys are becoming self-invested now, and that's a beautiful thing. I am so excited about that and excited about all of you. And so we're going to get ready to do this spirit quest here, and you're going to be taking a journey through your house. It doesn't matter if you're not in your house. You don't have to get up right now and walk around. That's not anything that you have to do. You can do this from the position of sitting down right where you are, and we are going to be going from there. So here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get something to write with, get yourself in a comfortable position. All right. And so what I want you to do is, if you're sitting in the chair, I want you to begin to just have your feet planted flat on the ground. So keep your feet flat on the ground, nice and flat on the ground. Make sure your back is nice and straight. And then I want you to relax, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. Now, as we get ready to start, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be starting, and it doesn't matter what part of the world that you're in, we're going to be starting out at night. So I want to kind of set the theme before we start to get ready to get into this. And if you guys do this, this is really sort of one of the coolest things that you can do. I know you guys will have fun. I certainly have fun doing this in my sacred space. So I just want to share with you guys some of the things that I do to connect with the spirit inside of my home. And this is a great time to be doing the cleansing so you can get into this. Let's make sure that everything got loaded and is completely up. So we're going to be doing that. So I want you to just get comfortable in your chair. Once you're in your chair, you have something to write with, and we're about to get started. Put a heart in the room. We're going to go off of all of the brothers and sisters all over the world that's in the chat room when you're ready to go, so we can start. Yeah. So we can definitely start. All right, beautiful. All right. So now, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, nice and slow, in and out, and just relax. Just relax. Take a couple of breaths, deep and deep, in and out, just to kind of get yourself in a position where you can relax. Now, we're going to be going on this journey. And throughout this journey, you're going to get a chance to feel how I feel every time I walk inside of my sacred space. But we're actually going to start walking down your block. So wherever you live, we're going to start walking down your block. And so not only are you going to be able to get in touch with the spirit inside of your home, but you're also going to be able to get in touch with the spirit of your neighbor's homes as well. So how cool is that? So I want you guys to take those deep breaths, relax, close your eyes. That's it. Just relax. Feel the energy of the universe as it begins to move all through your body. And as this energy begins to move all through your body, all the way down from your feet, up through your legs, your thighs, all the way up into your solar plexus area and all the way up, relaxing your shoulders throughout your neck and your back, your arms, into your face, the top of your head, and just becoming relaxed. It's a very, very clear night, and there's hundreds of thousands of stars in the sky, and you can see them. You can see them for real. You can see the stars in the sky. So as you have your eyes closed, I want you to begin to look inside your inner eye. And I want you to see all of the stars that is surrounding you on this wonderful night. I want you to begin to start walking down your block, heading up towards your front door. Don't go in yet, but just walking. And as you're walking down the block, I want you to begin to start to look at, in your mind's eyes, all of the neighbors' houses. As you can begin to see the energy coming out of their sacred space, look and see what colors you see. Is it a steady flow of energy, or is it sparks of light? Do you see bursts of light coming out of these spaces? Keep walking. Look at all of your neighbors, as you begin to see the energy as it begins to illuminate itself coming out of their sacred spaces. You can feel this energy. You can see it coming out of their windows, coming out of the roof of their houses, out of their chimneys, out of their apartment windows, off of their balcony, out of their garages. You can begin to see this. Now keep going. Keep walking towards your house. And as you get closer and closer to your house, I want you to begin to start looking and seeing that illuminating light that is coming from your house. One of the illuminating lights may be an electric blue light. You may also see things that resemble a star that's right above your house. Or you may even see a golden light. But I want you to walk up to the front door right in front of your house. And so now, we're getting ready to walk in.
Oh, shit.
That's it. Open the door. And I want you to walk in. Now, as you're inside your sacred space, I want you to begin to look around. I want you to begin to look around all in your sacred space. Feel the energy. Feel the essence of your sacred space. That's it. Stay right there in the doorway. I want you to begin to merge your energy with that energy inside your sacred space. Allow your energy to flow. Now, I want you to begin to walk around. As you begin to walk around in your mind's eye, I want you to hold your hands out as you begin to merge yourself and lift the energy, anything that you feel is low, and bringing down the energy in your sacred space. I want you to begin to pull it up. I want you to begin to lift this energy up. That's it. Lift it up. Keep walking. Maybe you want to go in the kitchen next. Maybe you want to go in your bedroom. But I want you to keep walking, keep moving. And every step of the way, any place that the energy is not thriving through your body and making your kundalini rise, I want you to begin to fuse yourself and lift the energy. That's it. Wonderful. Keep walking. That's it. All around your sacred space. If there's anything in there that you feel is not lifting your spirit with love and joy and laughter and healing energy, I want you to raise the vibration until it does. Don't move until it does. That's it. Keep walking. Keep moving. Now, I want you to go inside the largest space inside of your sacred space. Whether that's your living room, your kitchen, or maybe it's just your bedroom. And on the count of three, I want you to begin to hold your arms out side by side. And I want you to spin around three times. Here we go. One. Two. Three. Excellent. Excellent. Feel all of the loving light that's coming in your sacred space. Allow all of your energy to merge with energy and the vibration inside your sacred space. Excellent. Woo! Welcome to the remix, everyone. How was that? Were you guys able to raise the vibration inside your sacred space? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Please press 1 once you get on the phone lines if you want to share and you want to begin to, if you want to begin to share that experience with us about raising the frequency and connecting with the frequency. I see Polaris says that the light flashed three times inside her sacred space. So I want you guys to get on the phone line and tell me. Leslie Brooks said, what a mopping. So beautiful. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Instinctive feng shui is what we're sharing and talking about here live in the remix. And glad that you guys were able to go through that. That energy, that vibe, that frequency is what I use inside my sacred space to just keep lifting the energy. And boy, can you tell, it's just insane. So even when some of the little kids and the children in the neighborhood stopped by today, their expression when they came to the door was like, wow. And me and Baby Blue was like, why are y'all saying wow? You've been here before. They said, wow, I don't know. When I walked in, it was wow. And that's just the energy that was in there. So I would love to hear from you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're on the phone line and that you want to share. So we're going to go to the phone line. And calling in from area code 410, you're live in the ring. Who you are?
Good evening, Ms. Bliss. This is Sean Banks from Baltimore.
Okay, greetings, Sean Banks.
I'm not on speaker.
Are you on the computer? Do you have the computer on?
I'm directly in the phone.
It's probably just the energy. Don't worry about it.
I'm not. I can't hear it. I hear it fine.
Okay, well, beautiful. Tell us.
Well, all I'm going to say is that was the most, I won't say realist, but that was incredible. Like, I don't know if it's because I was walking down my own block, but all of the colors, everything you were saying before you were saying it, I was literally seeing it. Like, all
yes.
of the different colors busting out of everybody else's house. it was crazy because it's like different neighbors I have. It was almost like now for the first time I noticed, like, oh, now I see why they have those bushes there. And it was like the color was coming out the bushes, the windows, the front door. And before you even said it, when I looked at my own house, it was like a big electric blue light coming from the whole thing.
That was crazy.
And so then when I walked in, like recently I cleaned the garage out. I've been like doing little different things.
We've been in here for
a few months now. So I've been like, all right, I'm going to make sure I do this and do that. But when I came in and I was like imposing my energy, I'm still like vibrating right now from that's real. Like, I want to wake up tomorrow and, like, really clean up now. I'm walking around. I'm super excited, you know?
Well, beautiful. I actually am going to do that, and I'll I won't make no promises, but you guys give me a while because I really want to record that and have it so you can use it. You can always go back and download the show and go through it, but I think I may put it on put it in a link or something and put it out there so people can do that because that one – really will charge your sacred space, clear the energy, everything. So beautiful. Yeah.
That was crazy. Before you go, I want to say one thing, too, that was really, I was like, what made her pick that song? That song was, like, perfect. It was totally unexpected, but it was, like, the right energy. Like, someone was kind of laughing. They was, like, laughing. I was like, this is tripping me out. But, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, divinely, spiritually led. I told you guys, if you read my Facebook post that I put up earlier, that I am the new beginner. So I'm doing some real hot new beginner shit and just kind of putting it all out there as my spirit leads me. So beautiful. Thank you for that confirmation on that, John.
Nope, definitely. All right, peace.
Please hold the line. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from. 561? Oh, their call dropped. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're. Oh, that's you again. I'm sorry. I clicked down. I apologize. Let me go the other direction. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Please. Hold on, Nadia. Peace, Ms. Blow. This is Afia from Arkansas. I did not mean to press 1.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on, because you did press 1. Hold on. You want to share something?
No, just I love y'all. That's it.
Okay, all right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Destiny from Boston.
Okay, greetings, Destiny from Boston. You there?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, yes, hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Were you able to
do the exercise? How was it?
Yes, it was when I was standing in front of my house, there was nothing close by, but when I walked to the few houses that were close, it was dark.
And when you got to your house?
Wasn't too bright.
So what did you see? What did you see? It wasn't too bright. And once you went inside and lifted the energy, what happened?
I felt good.
Yeah.
Felt good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were able to lift the energy and you could feel the difference as you were able to go through.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's good. Was that your first time participating?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
No.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Hold the line, please, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you guys would like to share. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. All right, we'll come back, 216. I don't know, you guys. Calling in is all kind of energy floating around. So we're calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're hold on, 404. 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404?
That's you.
Sorry.
No, not me. That was
Tammy.
You said it's you?
Okay. Yeah, they're... calling in from area code 781. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Shani, and I'm calling from Boston.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
I just want to tell you I love you, and I've been listening to you for like 4 years, but and I'm a little nervous.
Oh, love
but.
You too. love you too.
Go ahead. You can finish. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. We're listening to you. I love back to you. Yes. Thanks for calling in.
So I started walking down my street, and then I realized, I mean, I love my area, but I didn't realize there was so many positives, I guess, people on my street because it was a lot of light.
Mm.
But then when I got to my house, it was the brightest on the block. Well, it was the brightest when I walked in. So I don't know. It was just, I felt it was great. But I even still lifted up the energy. Even though we have great energy.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
There was I still felt it lift up, and then I even felt it come up through my head. And it just was amazing. I just want to say I love your show, and I'm just happy I got through. And my friend just got through from 857 Destiny, and we just were sitting here like we're gonna get through, and then we just got through.
And
but,
you did, I mean, and you did.
We're like,
how cool
we're
is that?
We're feeling the new energy. We're loving the frequency. We're ready for success. We're already successful, but we wanna, you know, we know what we want now. You know, before I think we just wanted money, but we have
a
great.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Thankful.
Okay. Oh, I am too. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. You guys hold the line, okay? All right.
Okay.
Peace and love. Peace and love. That was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go. I believe it's an international caller calling in. Katie? Let's see. Greetings.
Hello,
yes, hello. Greetings to you, Katie.
Greetings.
Yeah.
With my experience, I know, like, when I was walking down, because I've got a block of flats, it was just, I was surprised by the different sort of energies. There's ups and downs and different colors. And
wow.
In my hallway, and it was green. I was like, oh, it's quite soothing. And then further up, it's like yellow and with some of the other properties. And then I came to mine. I was surprised it was red. And to be honest, I didn't even want to walk into my flat. And it was the energy was a bit just fear, and I just didn't feel safe.
Right.
And then I was trying to bring up the energy, but it was like quite straining, and yeah, it just wasn't a positive experience. And then the music, yeah, it sort of put me off, and I was not in tune with my poverty at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I would encourage you to do is to do it again. Or you can just go back through and you can set the intention in your mind and you can lift the energy again. Sometimes what happens is we'll have to do it a couple of times, just depending on what kind of things have been going on in your space. But I'm feeling your energy and reading your energy now, Katie, right now, and it's in a good place. It's in a really, really good place. And so that energy from you, you want to be able to just really infuse that energy inside your sacred space too. And it's there because I can feel it around in your sacred space now. It does look like you need to do what we call a little bit of mopping around in your sacred space, which is the management, the organization, the positioning, and the placement. Because what's the main thing that when I look in your sacred space to just do some intuitive feng shui is that you have things in your sacred space that are out of place. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
And so what happens is when we're trying to feel our energy around, it's almost like if you've ever walked into an office or you were sitting in a doctor's office, a dentist's office, or maybe you were even going to pay a phone bill or a cable bill, and you walk inside the building and they have a chair sitting somewhere and you keep saying to yourself, that chair don't belong there. Like it looks out of place. So this is what I want you to do. It's one of the things that you can do when you go through your sacred space and just begin to start easing yourself with the energy is to begin to look and see where are some things out of place. Maybe I need to move these books that I have sitting right here that's in the middle of the floor in the living room. I need to move them books, you know. Maybe this chair facing towards the back, having your back facing towards the door is not a good position to be in. And so start looking at the placement because you feel good, the energy in your sacred space feels good, and what I feel is out of sync for you is the placement. And then just kind of do it little bit by little bit. This is not something that you got to jump up, stay up all night, and just kind of drive yourself insane about doing. But I want you to intuitively, because you're a very intuitive sister, I want you to just walk through and look and say, does this make my energy go up or down? Is this in a good space? Or maybe I need to scoot it over a little bit? Or maybe I need to leave it right here? And just begin to go through and feel your way through and see that from a very intuitive position and just begin to move the energy around. Okay?
Okay. I'm moving. Well, the place has just been sold, so I don't know. I'm not going to be here for long, so I just think, is there that much point?
That's even better. When you're moving, it is the perfect time to declutter. It's the perfect time, things that are broken, that are worn out, that is no good, to get rid of it, things that you don't want to take with you to your new space, to donate it. I see right now that even though you're moving, you haven't got a lot of things packed up. It doesn't look like you're moving.
No, I only found out a few days ago. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what you have to do is this is a perfect time for you to begin to start packing things up and putting them in their proper spaces. And then, you know, maybe taking some markers on the boxes so you know exactly what's in every single box and where it's going to go. And when you get to your new space, it's almost just going to be like a celebration, like your birthday, because you're going to be unveiling it and putting it all in its proper place. That's
a really beautiful opportunity for you to start taking things and putting them away. If you feel that the energy in that space for you was not good for you, and anyone out there listening, I want you guys to hear me on this. If you feel that the energy in the space where you was living is not energy you want to take with you, then you need to have a discussion with the energy in that sacred space and thank them for the time that you have been there and that the spirit has kept you safe. But you will not be asking them to come with you to your new space.
Okay.
Okay? And
yeah.
Then when you get to your new space, before you put any furniture, you can do the exercise again and merge with that spirit of your new space and welcome it. So as you begin to bring your things in there, you can really begin to feel that energy and just to understand it and in such a loving and a divine way. And so everything that is good and loving and nurturing within you will be infused inside your new sacred space.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask one more question?
One more question, you certainly can.
What can you say about my new place that I'll be moving to? And I don't know, there's a bit of uncertainty about where I'll be going and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the things that I tell you, I see there's a couple of possibilities. The one that probably will energetically work best for you is going to be the one that is closest to a park. You're going to be able to look out one of the windows inside of this sacred space, and you're going to see a park. That looks like that's going to be the place that's going to be really, really good for you. And it looks like you may even come across this place within the next 3 to 7 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you kind of come across that, definitely email me and let me know. But there should be a park somewhere nearby. I see a park, and I see a big smile on your face, and you're really loving the way the energy feels. You want to tell everybody where you're calling from so they can know? And what time is it where you're calling from?
Oh, it's 5:20, and it's UK.
You're 5:20 in the morning? Or in the
evening? In the morning.
In the morning, 5:20
yeah.
In the morning to listen to the remix. And she's calling from the UK. Much love to all of those out there, our brothers and sisters, our international brothers and sisters listening from all over the world. And peace and love to you, Katie, and we will speak soon.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right, much love. Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oops, I clicked on the wrong number. Hold on, you guys. All kinds of things going on. 573, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Boo. This is Davina from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
Greetings. I was wondering, what can you do to get, like, your son out of your room? Like, he's 3 years old, and, I mean, I try to keep my space sacred, but it's, like, my apartment's
right.
Small,
mm-hmm.
And our stuff gets mixed up sometimes, and a lot of times it's just, like, a bunch of, he doesn't want to sleep in his room. He wants to sleep in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about how his bed is positioned in his room. Because I see when I walk inside of this room, and you can tell me which room this is, but I see the bed and I see it pushed up against the wall where the window is. Is that his room?
Yes.
Okay. We need to move
the little car bed.
Yes. We need to move his bed. And what I want is there is a wall where there is no window at. Because is his window on the side? I see like a window on the side.
Yes, the window, yeah, the window is like on the side of the bed. Yeah, and the bed's kind of like at an angle.
Right. So you want to position his bed so that he can actually see directly out if he's laying in his bed, he should be able to look directly to the door. He needs to be able to, from any position in his bed, he should be able to see the door to his room. So you want to move his bed away from that window, and you want to position it so that when he's laying in his bed, he can look and he can see straight out that door.
Okay.
So straight out the door, you want to then position that. The other thing that I want you to consider to think about having in his room is if you have any mirrors in his room, you want to take it out. You want to take that big, huge mirror out. Because what's happening is that light is reflecting on that mirror, and it's causing a shadow effect, and it's very, very scary for young children, for babies. A lot of times, you know, they tap into the spiritual realm and they can see that. That's going to be key that you do that. The other thing that I want you to do is really, really where his toys are, his room, because, gosh, it's something about his energy. He's very, like, in his mind, he's very, very organized. And unfortunately, you're not.
Yes, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're not. And so you're going to have to organize his room a lot better for him, because when things are just scattered all around and they're just unorganized, it really is sort of that. It's impacting him on an energetic level. So really kind of keep his things to a minimum, toys that he's outgrown, clothes that he's outgrown, you need to get them out the room. Shoes that he don't wear, you need to get them out the room. And then you need to also prepare him for the next day. So you need to have a nighttime ritual. This is always good for babies to have a nighttime ritual, and especially young children. And that is that, you know, talk to him about his room. Have him spend more time in his room, and then he'll be comfortable taking naps in there. He'll be comfortable sleeping in there at night. But if the play place is always in your bedroom or in the living room or outside of there, then he looks at that as a foreign place. You understand?
Okay.
Like, this is a foreign place. And then the other thing that you can do is he can have his favorite little toy to sleep with him, but you got to get him comfortable in his room so that he knows where everything is inside of his room. I'm not a fan, and it's not really good to have children sleep with nightlights on them, but you can take the nightlight and you can put it in the hallway so that he can see a little bit of illumination of the nightlight. And then start to have a nighttime ritual with him and, you know, begin to just, you know, talk to him. Talk to him about getting ready to go to sleep after he's had his bath, because I see that some nights he go to bed, he don't take a bath till he get up, and then other nights he take a bath and then he go to bed. Like, there is no consistency for him.
Okay. Well, because I work, get off like at 7, I get off at late at night, and I'm sometimes trying to, like, give him enough time to get settled in, and so I work a crazy schedule.
He's a child, though. Your schedule has nothing to do with his schedule.
Okay.
You understand? He's more resistant to that. Bedtime is bedtime. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And I know how it can be. You know, you come home, you're tired, and then you want to take a shower, and he's laying in the bed, and then you get out the shower, and he sleeps. You pick him up, put him in his room, and he's screaming. He want to come lay with you, and you like, forget it. Lay your ass down, go to sleep. And But you will be doing him better. And here's the other thing I want you to know, and I want every parent out there to hear this. It is absolutely nothing wrong with having your child sleep with you either.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. You understand?
Okay.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with having your child sleep with you, but make sure that you're doing it from a very productive space and not because he's whining and crying or she's whining and crying and they won't go sleep in their own room, but it's because you love them and you nurture them, and you want them to feel safe and know that mommy is here, and that any time that they want to come close, that they are free to do that. And I guarantee you, he will start to sleep in his bed more And then you'll have those times when he does crawl in bed next to you. Like any mother, it will put the biggest smile on your face, and you will just be loving it because you truly know that it's not coming out of a place of fear, but it's coming
right.
just out of that child wanting to be nurtured and just wanting to be loved. But there's nothing wrong with your children sleeping with you, nothing. You know, we've been taught to detach ourselves so much in this society from our children, from our family, and even from
right.
ourselves. But that is absolutely nothing wrong with your baby sleeping with you. Just make sure that you're nurturing healthy, you know, healthy attributes from it, and it's not being birthed out of some sort of bullying act. Because believe it or not, children will bully your ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he tries to.
They'll bully
He's
you.
A strong will.
You know. But they love structure. They love discipline. So you need to kind of get some structure in your life, and even more the reason because you are working so much, it is important that you begin to bring in the MOP principle, which is the management. You need to do that, and you need to incorporate him into that. It doesn't mean you don't fluctuate from that schedule, but you need to have a set time for your child to go to sleep. This is something that really is killing us as a society, particularly people of color, that we have these children and they're staying up to 12 and 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And then we want to understand why they're struggling with some of these things that they should be far advanced from. Not talking about waiting for the school to teach them anything, but for us, they need to be able to listen to their body. This is why health crisis is so critical and so epic amongst our children and even amongst ourselves, because we won't listen to our body. And so we need to begin to start listening to our body and knowing when our body is saying, and teaching our children from a very young age that it is time for you to lay down and rest. Rest. You know, my grandmother used to say, rest your spirit. Rest your soul. You know, lay down and rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have another question. I'm thinking about moving to St. Louis.
Okay.
I just feel like there's more
opportunity.
Cultural aspect and everything, but I know it's a little bit more fast paced energy over there. I feel like it's just I'm being drawn to there.
Mm-hmm. To move to St. Louis.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Let me ask you this: will you have more family support there?
Well, I have a few people who used to go to one of the churches I was involved with down
mm-hmm.
there. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think I will probably have a little bit more support.
Mm-hmm. I do see that. The other thing is, tell me about your relationship with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
the reason I say that is because the goddess Aset is in front of me and she's upside down. And whenever she comes in front of me swinging upside down, I already know that mama, it's some mama things going on there. So tell me about that.
When I was 4 years old, I got taken away from her. And
mm-hmm.
I never really built a relationship with her after that. But I always felt like I was like... I was always drawn to her, like, whenever I visited her. It's like, I can tell, like, definitely I was a part of her, and there's a lot of her that's in me. I never got to, she ended up having more kids, and it's kind of like my dad, on another hand, he kept me away from her.
Right.
It was something, you know, I learned to forgive her and stuff, and I've been trying to gather all of myself from that, but I think it's a big part of me that is missing, not having that relationship with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, sometimes it's difficult to understand these things on a when we look at them through our human eyes. But when we begin to look at them through our spiritual eyes, they begin to make so much sense. Because on a spiritual level, we choose our parents, our mother, our father, you know, friends, situations that we have. We choose our fathers and our mothers as well. And a lot of those reasons are for so many different reasons. A lot of things in your life where you, even you coming into your consciousness and just expanding your awareness about yourself and, you know, really wanting to have a better life for your child and a better relationship with your child is really because of some of these scenarios that happen. So if...
Right.
I will say this for you, and I want you to take this into your heart. And what you can do at night, and anyone else who is dealing with these types, the same type of situation, is that at night when you lay down and you go to sleep, I want you to visualize a gate on your heart. And I want you to open up that gate, and I want you to begin to send all the love that you can to your mother and to your father. Just send it to them at night. Send them love. You can send it out to your child and anyone else that you want to send love. You should never be in the position where you want to give love or send love to someone and don't do it. Because you truly, in your heart, want to send love and give love to your mother. So you don't have to be in that position like the little child wanting. Do it. That's how you begin to do it. And just put that energy out there that you would love to build a stronger relationship with your mother. And how
okay.
you're going to begin to do that is to begin to start sending her love and sending that love out to her now. Because it's truly starting to impact your relationship with you and your son. And I know you can see that.
Yeah, I mean, is it making it, is it hindering it, or is it like, I mean, I don't know, probably makes me more lenient on him. I think it might.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's your biggest fear, but know that by giving your child everything they want and allowing them to do whatever they want, that does not build love. Think about your life. That doesn't build love. You understand? Be
right.
the mother to your son that you know you are. Be that mother. It's not about being perfect, but it's about coming from your heart and really understanding what is best for your child. And that's what your mother was in the situation when what happened, she did what was best for her child. You. On a spiritual level, when you were about 3-4 years old, when you got taken away, you got everything you needed from your mother. Now, I know that's a lot of people out there cringing, saying, really, Ms. Blue? Really? You got everything you needed from your mother. Do you miss her? Do you miss that relationship? Of course. But on a divine level, she gave you everything that she was going to give you. So send her love. Send her love. Because you are an amazing young woman. You got dreams. You got desires. You got hopes and wishes that you have already started to make them come true. And it's been a big struggle, but you're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
You understand?
I am.
And you
mm-hmm.
have your mother and your father to thank for that, including yourself. So
yeah.
thank them because you are the woman you are today because of that. That's a beautiful thing to be celebrated. Don't spend your days being sad. Don't spend your days doing that because you have so much to celebrate for. You have so much love to give to your son and so many things that you want to share for him and that you want to do, you know?
Right.
Yeah. All right. I hope that helped.
It definitely does.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love. Call us back and let us know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bull.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Ian. I'm calling from Trinidad. In the chat
Greetings.
Room, I am Ian Soul.
Greetings, Ian. Calling all the way from Trinidad.
Yeah. That last caller there, she really touched me with her story, and
mm-hmm.
Since I'm listening to the program tonight, I'm feeling that energy, I'm feeling a lot of energy, and I don't really have anything as much to share. I just wanted to send my love to everybody in the chat room, and
mm-hmm.
to you, Miss.
Thank you.
I'm feeling that energy. Feeling it running up on my spine.
Well, beautiful. What time is it in Trinidad?
It's actually 20 to 1.
Okay, 20 to 1 in the morning. All right, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. All of our international callers are standing up tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you guys want to share, if you want a feng shui reading, call in, press 1 so we know you're here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code, I think this was Ian. So let me go down to the next caller. Calling in from area code 470, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 470? We can't hear you. 470, we can't hear you. If you're on the phone lines, we can't hear you. So we'll put you on mute. We'll put you on mute. Well, you guys, talking about feng shui and the exercise that we just got through doing, I think we have another caller, so we'll go to the phone lines. 770, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Akasha in Georgia.
Okay, greetings to you, Natasha in Georgia.
How are you? I didn't think I was going to get in.
Oh, you got in.
Well, I have a question about this space that I'm in now, and I'm actually really trying to move, and
mm-hmm.
I've actually been doing a lot of cleaning in the space that I'm in now, interesting enough, and I did some today and over the last few weeks and trying to clean out old things, and
mm-hmm.
the exercise that we did today was awesome as well.
Beautiful.
I wanted to see, like, what you see that maybe I need to be doing in this space that could help prepare me for moving, and about do you see me, like, moving anytime soon? I know exactly where I want to go and everything.
Let's see, Natasha. I'll be completely honest with you. When I get into your energy, I don't see you moving right away. I just don't. I don't feel that the move is coming right away. I don't feel that it's coming right away. I do see that there is going to be a shift, like maybe you'll move somewhere, because it looks like you're trying to move out of state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the move coming, I'll be honest with you, I don't see the move coming out of state right away. But what I do see is that there is some shift that's coming up for you. Interesting enough, one of the things that's still going on with you at this particular time, and it looks like it's been going on for quite a while, is this relationship thing. Does that make sense? because I kind of see this back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth.
Mm-hmm. Is it with family or?
You said what now? Is it with family or what?
Yeah, I was saying, is it with, like, you mean like with family or, because I do have something going, you know, with me and my father kind of going back and forth, or do you mean like a lover or something like that?
Okay, well, it does, it is a man, so maybe it is your daddy, but I do see this relationship going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the struggle here has a lot to do with you just wanting to do things your way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing wrong with that. You want to do it your way, but your way is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I
right.
say your way is not working? So, you know, here's what I would encourage you to do is to have an open ear to begin to listen to your father. Because even though maybe the direction he's trying to get you to move in is not the direction you're going to move in, but a lot of his principles of understanding when something's not working to find another way is really what he's trying to get you. Translation, code word, he's trying to get you to understand. So you're
yes.
holding on to, you know, that's what he's really saying. We have to translate it. He's saying, listen, but what you're doing ain't working. I understand you want to keep doing it, but it's not working. So you got to find another way. And so you have to be willing to really, really go within side of yourself and shut down distractions. Because I see a lot of distractions around you. Shut down distractions and really see what is truly and authentically in you. I just feel like I've had this conversation with you before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we did.
I really feel like I have, and maybe I haven't. Maybe another life, another time. Maybe it is something for the future or even for the past. But for what it's worth, I want you to be able to see that beauty that's inside of you, because that is where everything that is unique and divine, and that's where your way is. I did a show a while back where we did a spirit quest, and I had people find their hologram. I don't know if you listened to that. And they were able to see it, to see their path, to see their way. And that's what you can't see. And I kind of see you like that commercial where the lady's walking down the block and all of these things are floating up and she's reaching up and she's putting them all in her bag only to get home and she tries to make what she wants to make and she doesn't have the right ingredients because they were not hers from the beginning. So you got to find your authentic voice, your authentic self, and be able to express that no matter how crazy, no matter how much to the left, no matter how, just whatever it is, to be able to express that from you and do it in a way that is true and real and authentic to you. And sometimes that takes being quiet and doing nothing for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to people like your father in your life who may not be speaking your language, but you damn sure understand the sign language of what
right.
he's saying.
Right.
So begin to start thinking about it. You're doing all the right things, you know. You're really clearing your sacred space. You're putting your intentions out there. And you're being very honest about it. But now I want you to begin to start telling yourself the truth. And that's when things will begin to open up for you and so that you can begin to see them. Your wisdom will start to come online. And, hey, here's one of the things that I love and I know. It's okay not to know every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say, I don't know. Like, I know that that's what I eventually am going to do or want to see or want to go there, but I don't know. It's okay to say that.
Hmm. Interesting. It seems like every time I think I'm getting closer to understanding, it's like I'm still not quite yet.
Join the club. This is an everyday job. This is truly an everyday job. And it's not that you're not going backwards, because I know sometimes it can be frustrating.
That's what I'm worried about.
Like, yeah, you're not going backwards. Oh, no.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't want to end up, you know, doing all this work and finding myself so far away, you know?
Okay. No, you're not going backwards at all. It's kind of like driving down the highway. Where do you live? What city do you live in?
Oh, I'm in Marietta.
Okay, you're in Atlanta. So you're in Atlanta area. So you know that crazy highway they got in Atlanta where they got I call it the racetrack, because whenever I'm traveling and I drive on the racetrack, you kind of go from being on the interstate to like two lanes to all of a sudden you got like, it looked like 12 lanes. And you just driving, and this car's cutting across lanes. You're going around curves, and you're turning around, and then there's this wall that's over there. And I always tell people, the wall is not your friend. Get your ass away from that wall. I don't like driving there. I like to be in the middle lane so I can see what's coming. And then you're going down the hill, and they call it the spaghetti junction. Okay. So I call it the... You know, it kind of reminds me, for those of you who are international brothers and sisters that live all over the world, I call it, it's like our American Autobahn. Because if you've ever drove on the Autobahn where there is no speed limit, that's kind of how I feel when I have to drive through Georgia and I have to go on there. I always take that bypass most of the time to kind of bypass going downtown Atlanta and going on that highway there. But it's like being on the Autobahn, you know. And I remember the first time I drove on the Autobahn, and that's kind of where you are. You're going the right direction. You just got to find your lane. You got to get in where you feel comfortable, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that takes a while. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, I would love, how Ms. Blue would love to just say, all these thoughts and ideas that I want it, and you can ask Sister Munya or anybody who works with me, I want it done today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not Tuesday, not Wednesday night, not before you wake up on Monday, now. I want it done, now. And I will do everything that I can to get it done now. But I've learned, I talked about that in the creation of the Kim Deck. I've learned to be able to be in that space where I can be still and I can say that I don't have to do anything and I'm still doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sometimes what our measurement is about what we feel this physical reality should be, we say we're not about money, but we measure everything on money and we wonder why we jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't measure it on that. You cannot measure it based upon that. Measure it about your heart and where your true sincerity is. Measure it exactly from where you are. One of the things that I've learned from Siba Haru Alkebulon is that you have to start where a person is at and not where you want them to be. And sometimes I have to look in the mirror and say that to me. Blue, start where you're at and not where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because Blue is 20 light years ahead. But I have to start from where I am right now, at this moment. Where am I? So the best thing that you can begin to do to align your energy, because you're spending way too much time in the future. And so you're missing all of these divine signs that are happening right here in the now. This is the only place that manifestation can happen. You have to be present. If you're in the future, you're going to miss it. Because everything that you do in the now is creating your future. We know that they're all happening at the same time. So why not be present? Why not be in the moment? Why not be right now and take a look at things? That's why the mopping, the preparation, the preparing is important.
So I'm doing things today, but I'm also putting these things to the side and making things happen. That's also going to take care of the future. But I'm present in the now. So be present. Listen to your father. And he has some gems for you. Don't get to the place where you think that your lifetime on this planet is superseding someone who's been living and doing this human thing for a long time.
I have a quick question about that. Because
with
my father, one of the things that we were going back and forth about is, you know, because I have my business that I was doing, things have started to pick back up again a little bit. And I ended up getting, he was like, well, you need to go ahead and get this job and blah, blah, blah. And it made sense, you know, and what you said is dead on with what he was trying to basically say to me. And I did it, but I am, like, struggling so hard. And maybe because it's just something I just don't want to do, but I end up getting this job, and it's like I was struggling so hard with, like, is that the right job? Did I just jump to take anything, or should I have waited? And I'm, like, going back and forth in my mind about this. And so,
and guess what? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Well, now
go ahead.
You were going to say about that, like, because I know that he's, what he's saying about doing something different, that's definitely right. But then I wondered, like, when I jumped and took that job, I'm like, was that the right thing to do? Because I went straight to something old that I used to do that I had ran from a while back, and I was so miserable when I was doing it.
Right.
And I
but
did it.
You're
out
there
of,
for. Yeah, but you're doing it for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that this is not permanent.
Right.
So you have to use that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this. This is not permanent. This is something you're doing just for now. You know that. Be clear about that. You're not confused about what you're supposed to be doing, what you will continue to do. And I know you've heard me tell people on the radio show here on the Remix all the time, don't quit your day job. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes we want to jump out there and we say we don't want these worldly things, but then we start to get into these paths that we call spiritual paths. And when the money and stuff's not coming for us, then all of a sudden we feel our spiritual path is a flop. Isn't that an oxymoron? How we even get to that place to think that anything that you are divinely led can be wrong. It doesn't mean that you don't also, are. It doesn't alleviate, and here it is in short, it doesn't alleviate you from your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? This is not about, and not just you, I'm talking to the whole family, it's not about sitting there. Let me be clear. Because here's something I've come to understand, and I'm going to just get naked with you guys and keep it 100 with you and tell you this. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So everything that I do is a part of that. There's no separation, whether I'm working my corporate job or I'm in a reading. I'm doing my spiritual work, and I'm very clear about what that is. Very clear about what it is. I'm not at work angry. Why? Why would I be at work angry? Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that sometimes there's not jobs that we need to leave, that we need to move on from, that we need to change and we need to do something different. But thinking that we're just going to get the spiritual gift and overnight, poof, just like that, it's going to sustain us. It's going to do everything that we need. It's going to pay all of our bills. Our life is going to be happy, and we can meditate, and we can eat carrots, and then, you know, we can hold hands, and we can lay in the bed, and we can just laugh out loud, and life is going to be wonderful. It's not the case. You came here to experience, and that you will. But at any moment, you can perceive your reality, and it can become different. It doesn't mean at some point that what your passion is, that what you love may just be the only thing that you're doing. But are you willing to accept that you don't know everything right now? And there are some divine lessons in that shit you call in a job that you don't want to go back to doing. That there is a reason why you're there. Examine that first. Examine it from your higher self and not your ego that tells you that you are beyond this and you don't want to do it because somehow you think it makes you human. Right? Because that's why we don't want to work jobs. We feel we have elevated our consciousness. We are spiritual beings. We should not be around mere mortals working 9 to 5. I don't agree with that principle because everything, our doctors, our lawyers, our teachers, our massage therapists, our trash workers, our caretakers, you know, our cosmetologists, the people in the nail salon, the people in the grocery stores, the cashiers, the checkers, the customer service rep. These are all spiritual beings coming back to fulfill their spiritual essence of who they are. So you can work that job, but you don't have to be in that job because you're there for a completely different reason. You're there for a completely different reason. So begin to look at it from that perspective. And maybe you still do need to go find another job. Maybe you still don't want to work there. But just because you come into your spiritual knowing, that doesn't alleviate your responsibility. It just doesn't. And if you cannot make it work through your spiritual practices and your spiritual work that you're doing at this particular time, then just maybe open yourself to the possibility that there is some other things out there to love, that there is some other divine things that you must encounter, that you must do before it gets to that point. Otherwise, you go from, and this is just hypothetically speaking, you go from pimping on your job to get paid to just pimping this shit in the spiritual world, and then all of a sudden you start doing all of these things. They're not divinely inspired, so ain't nobody divinely going to do it. So listen to your daddy. Because he's really trying to tell you to find another way. Find another way. Don't give up on your dream, but find another way. Because this way is not working. Don't hold on to, as Brother Bilal, don't say it about the different dimensions. Don't be willing to die for something that you don't have to die for. Because that ain't that serious. Because you already know what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. You already know what that is. Mm-hmm. See, when you already know, there's no worry. Because you already know. You could go in your job, and while everyone else got a frown on their face, you can smile. Because you already know. This is not the final destination for me. But I'm doing what I got to do. Because you are also responsible at the same time. And that's the lesson your father's trying to tell you. Because here's the thing. If you are not responsible with your physical, human, everyday job, I guarantee you when you come into this spiritual realm and you start doing your work, you ain't going to be responsible for that either. There ain't no way you can convince me that it's going to change. No way. So be responsible because a part of you is still responsible, even though I believe when you're the one who knows, you're the one who's most responsible. Mm-hmm. At this point, you should be handing out lessons to your daddy's ass. And he could say, I want to get with what you got going on because, shit, you done took this to a whole nother level. No, there's no rush. There's no rush. Understand where you are right now. You're not moving backwards. That's a great thing. You're not moving backwards. That's a great thing. And better for you to take the time now than to keep going down this road and you keep saying you want to move, but you would be hard-pressed if your daddy told your ass to get out. Wouldn't you?
I would.
Then your feelings would be hurt. But you've been saying, I want to move. I want to get out. Now what? I bet you'll be on that job happily working because now you really got to be responsible. So take it for what it's worth. Your father is just sharing what fathers should do to their daughters. Share that lesson of responsibility. So despite what you may think about his chain of thinking, your father is responsible. That's how come you're living with him. So be responsible and know that you're not moving backwards and that these situations are temporary because you already know what your work is. You're not in the dark about that. You're not clueless.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have it all figured out, but you ain't clueless. So that's what Miss Blue has to say. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. So peace and love to me, peace and love to you and to me, and let me know, you know, how it's going for you. Shoot me an email. Let me know how that's going for you. But it's all going to work out for you. You know, sometimes we just have to pause so you can see clear. You know, you don't want to keep moving around in the dark because you know what happens. When you keep moving around in the dark, you're going to trip and you're going to fall. Then you're really going to have to start over. So don't do that. It'll work out. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. It will. You'll be like, ooh, I didn't think this shit was going to work, but it did.
I believe you, though. I feel it.
All right. Well, peace and love. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right, you guys. We are live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857, didn't I already go to you? 857? Yes, I went to you, 857. Hold on. Let me get my bearings here. Calling in from area code 215.
All right.
You're live
guys,
in the green mix.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857, didn't I already go to you? 857?
We got to wait for them to catch up.
Yeah, I went to you, 857. Hold on. Let me get my bearings here. Calling in from area code 215. 1-5.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, greetings. Can you take us off speakerphone?
We are waiting for them to catch up. Hold on. Let me get my bearing. You're calling in from here.
Are you there?
Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, greetings. Can you have your computer speakers on? Can you cut them off? We're getting an echo.
I know. We can't help it. We always keep it loud. We turned it off.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
No, that's the recording. Who's on the line?
I'm here. Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Ms. Blue? Hey, Ms. Blue.
Yep.
This is Queenie calling from Philly. I called before.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. How are you? Peace and love.
Oh, I'm good. Peace and love to you.
So I have to go back to the visual to, you know, the
Yes,
I have to go back to that because it was so powerful. As you were talking, you were like, everything was happening before you said it, and then you were speaking.
Mm.
So I'm walking down the street at the top of my block,
yes.
and it's a home that's connected together, and the light is white walls, and it's just light there. I cross over. It's another home. It's light, but it's a lantern light. It's not bright. It's just a lantern light. Mm. And then the home next door to my apartment building is dim. When I get to my apartment building, it's four apartments in there.
Right.
My apartment is shining. The light is coming out of the window is gold, but the other lights are dim. I walk into the door, then the music come on. Miss Blue, I rap. So soon as the beat dropped, I was in a video.
You know what?
I walk up the steps, and the neighbor comes out as a guy, and he's, like, trying to talk to me, you know, trying to give me, you know, some talk, and I'm, like, ignoring him, but trying to get to my apartment. And then the other guy comes out his apartment across the hall from me, and then they wind up, like, having, like, a battle over me, and I leave them and go in my apartment with all the light. So when I get into the apartment, it's blooming, it's light, the golden light. And I have an old TV. It's a big TV, but it's the old heavy one you carry. And, so I look at the TV. You said, go to that space where you don't like something and stand there and don't move. So I stand at the TV, and it turned into a flat screen, and I watched the Sean Jackson catch a touchdown pass.
That's my boy.
So my TV turned into a flat screen. And then so you said, go into the biggest space, and I go into my bedroom. I spin three times. My bedroom is holy, is all new. All new. The headboard, everything is just new. I said, this lady right here. But when you were saying, before you even said, look at your home, I automatically saw the light, and it was just like a mouth opened, and light came out of it. It was just blooming out of there. But I'm in my godmom's house. We listen to you all the time, and we were, like, waiting to get onto the line. But, Ms. Blue, you don't even understand what you are doing for people, conscious people, you know, because that vision right there just saw, you know, knowing that these three other apartments were them. We're doing renovations on my apartment building. They just came in and did work in my apartment, and then they're doing everything over. So all that dark light may become light. You know, real light, and shine brighter than what it was because there's no one there.
Right.
But my apartment, because I'm there with my child, is just blooming. You the bomb, Ms. Blue.
You the bomb. I am loving what you've seen in your face.
I'm walking, but when that beat came on, Ms. Blue, when the beat came on, I was walking through the apartment like I'm the queen, queening. I'm the queen. I walked through there like that dark light didn't even bother me. I walked right to my apartment. Them guys didn't even matter. Oh, my God.
Oh,
well,
like beautiful,
a
beautiful.
Yes, Ms. Blue. Mm-hmm. And I also want to thank you for connecting me with my mother and my child. Mm-hmm. And it's been awesome ever since that experience. So I just want to give a shout out to you on that. So people out there, if you're listening, Ms. Blue is the real thing.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Peace and love to you. You said
peace
I was
and
in
love,
a video.
Ms. Blue. We bright over here, Ms. Blue. We bright.
That's what's up. Stay bright.
You too.
Oh, that's
you too.
Beautiful.
Peace and love.
Beautiful. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, that was so cool. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica 470. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 470.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Greetings, who's on the line? Yes, greetings, who's on the line?
Okay, I'm David Lewis, calling from Georgia. I had two questions, one about Akashic Records and the other about, why am I here? I'm originally from California. And I'll just say I felt like I was forced to be in Atlanta, Georgia. So why?
Mm-hmm.
What is
mm-hmm.
my purpose here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a chance to do the spirit quest?
Yeah, I didn't really get deep into it. I would say that when the music kicked in, I had a smile. It uplifted me, but I didn't get to do no astro traveling down the street or anything like that.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't get deep off into the meditation part.
You didn't have to get deep off into it. So what part did you get?
An uplifting, like I say, vibration or feeling when the music kicked in. You were saying what you were saying, and then the music kicked in. I was like, wow.
And how did your space feel afterwards?
Clear.
And what did it feel like before?
I have a lot on my mind, so before it was a little cluttered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree with that. I definitely would agree with a lot on your mind. And so what was your name again?
David.
David Lewis?
Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your question?
It was about, I'm originally from California. I'm now here in Georgia. I feel like I was forced here, and I'm trying to figure out what my purpose is here.
Mm-hmm. Why would you feel like you were forced to come?
It was certain events that happened when I was in California that pretty much I had no choice but to be here, as far as like I had an appendix taken out. I just started this job, so they ended up dropping me. And at the same time, my sister was like, oh, well, you can come this way and get on your feet. I did that or whatever. And, like, I'm having ups and downs here, but, you know, nothing I can't take care of. But I'm just trying to figure out why am I here.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons why you're there is because you chose to go there. You decided that's where you want to go. Even though your sister offered it to you, you still was not forced to go there.
Mm.
Don't you agree?
Nah.
Because when I think of force, because we know what force is. Nobody held a gun to your head and said, I'm going to make you move with your sister, and you're going to go to Georgia. No one did that. You decided that at the place that you were at in your life, that it was the best, safest move for you, correct? Mm. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The reason I say that, and I see, David, you're having a really hard time accepting responsibility for your choices. Do you think that's true?
Possibly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can be difficult sometimes to admit that maybe we did things that maybe we felt was not the best thing for us. But the beauty about life is that you can always change your mind. Like right now, what's stopping you from going back to California?
They're going back and forth. Well, here it seems like a gold mine as far as, like, business and property. Property is cheaper. So I kind of want to get some property here and then move on to wherever, whether it be California or wherever I decide to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, if it's a gold mine there, then why would you be upset about being forced into a gold mine?
Not upset, just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on.
What's going on as far as why you're there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a couple of reasons. One of the reasons that you're actually there is because you needed to be in the position where you could humble yourself. Because it's kind of challenging living with your sister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very challenging. And so you're living in her house, so you got to go by her rules. And that's the one thing you don't want to do. You want to be able to do what you want to do. And you get to. You're a grown man. I mean, you get to. Your purpose for coming back is because you made a choice to move, to leave California. Things weren't great there, or you could have stayed. But you chose that, and as long as you keep thinking that you were forced, then that means the next step you take in your life, the next step, and the next step. And you're not going to be able to take responsibility for anything that you do because you've given the power to someone else. So this is a time for you to operate from the position of gentleness and diplomacy, because these are two things that you've never really had to rely on. You never had to be gentle, and you damn sure I never had to be polite to anybody. Correct?
Yeah, I guess you say that.
Mm-hmm. So you're there, for one, because it's an opportunity for you to build a relationship with your family, and also for you to see something different. Because even though you were in California, and I hear you when you say your job laid you off, but you were struggling, paycheck to paycheck. That wasn't an easy flow for you. You had really gotten in above your head. Correct?
Yeah.
So now this is a break for you. This is a time for you to rest, and a time for you to regroup, and for you to begin to see things completely different, from a different angle. So stop walking around being mad. Your appendix is about all of those things in your life that you have been depending on. So your appendix finally burst and said, we can't keep doing this. That was your sign right there that you need to begin to start living and doing your life completely different than how you've been doing. It's an opportunity for you to be able to do something different. To finally let your guard down and stop taking yourself so serious and everything around you so serious. And live life. And see something different. You needed a break. You needed a rest. You needed time to regroup. You needed time to do that. Take 100% responsibility for that, and things will start to open up for you in Georgia. But if you keep saying you were forced there, you will never, ever, ever get the lesson. Never.
Another thing about, I concur with everything you said, but about the Akashic Records, I've had violent dreams ever since I was younger. Such a child, I've had violent dreams. So I'm wondering, like, was I a violent person in my past?
I'm sorry, David. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. That's not nice. That's not nice for me, Miss Blue. I didn't mean to laugh. But I'm going to tell you, David, yes, you were a violent person in the past life. You already know that, though. And you struggle with your violence in this life. The only difference is you're not doing it with your hands in this life. You're doing it with your mouth, and you're doing it with your actions. So that's why I told you, stop it. Gentleness and diplomacy is how you're going to win. The same respect that you want people to show you, you have to begin to now show it to other people, particularly when it comes to women.
Hmm?
You feel, say it again?
You just caught my attention right there, but go ahead.
Oh, when I said particularly when it comes to women?
Yeah, I'm trying to see where you're going with this.
No, you know where I'm going with this. Your sister's a woman. Isn't she a woman?
Yes.
Okay. Haven't you disrespected her?
No.
Yes, you have. That's why you two are going back and forth on things. I guarantee you if you asked your sister if you disrespected her, she would say yes. What do you think she would say?
I think you mentioned maybe my mom or something like that. I go with that. My sister now.
Yeah, you have. You said maybe your mother but not your sister?
No.
Did you say maybe your mother but not your sister?
Yes.
Your mother is a woman too, right? That makes it worse. To disrespect your mother? That's interesting. You know,
I just had a we've bumped heads a few times in my adult life. So if anybody
she's
was
still
saying,
your mother. No,
yeah.
She's still your mother. There's nothing my mother can do to make me disrespect her. There's no justification needed for it because I wouldn't do it. It's my mother. Why would I disrespect my mother? But again, you feel that your actions are justified. So I say to you, since you feel you're justified in disrespecting your mother and your sister, even though you don't agree with me, then how do you feel somebody forced your bold ass to move to Georgia? That ain't possible. You mean to tell me you can disrespect your mother, but somebody forced your ass to go to Georgia? Get out of here. You don't believe that. You don't believe that. You don't believe nobody forced you. So I'll say to you, were you a violent person in the past life? Yes. And there's a part of you that's still violent in this life. Again, you just do it with your mouth and your actions. You don't do it with your hands. But you already knew that. So again, your appendix first was about to burst. It had to get taken out. Something for you to think about. You might want to change your ways and humble yourself and know that you're in a place where people who love you and care about you, and you need to start showing that to them. And stop trying to die for some shit you don't even know what you're willing to die for. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Blue.
You know I can read your thoughts, too. I'm not going to tell him what you just said. I love you, David.
Same here.
And I know that
I know this is
a rough time for you. It's going to pass for you. And it is a reason for you to be there. But you've got to humble yourself to you. To you. This is not, I'm not telling you to bow down. But you got to humble yourself to yourself because your higher self is trying to tell you some shit and you ain't even listening. So you damn sure ain't listening to me. But you better listen. Listen to that wisdom that comes from that feminine side of you before you're in the position where somebody really is forcing your ass to do some shit that you don't want to have happen. Because you're not being forced to do anything right now. Your free will, you are operating in it all the time, 24/7. So nobody forced you to come there. That was a decision you made. You're not going to be able to see that blessing, that reason, until you humble yourself. That's what I got to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Call us back and let us know when you find out, because you will. Give it about 11 days. If you really take this conversation to heart, you'll understand why.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to my sister, but okay.
You said what now?
I said, yeah, I'm going to have to talk with my sister tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And you need to tell your mama you're sorry. All right. It's your choice. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say
All
I
right.
didn't tell you. Peace and love.
All right.
Oh, gosh, you guys, can you believe it? 2 minutes left to go in the form. Where is Beyonce's Bow Down when I need to play it? Oh, but on a serious note, you guys, we really did some intuitive feng shui here. And really just talking about those things that are close to our heart that we know, especially when it comes to our sacred space and it comes to where we are. It doesn't matter where you're living. It doesn't matter what those conditions are. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You have the ability as a living spiritual being to raise the frequency and vibration wherever you are. So never be in your sacred space. Don't care how small it is. I don't care if somebody say you can stay here and you can only have that corner. You make that corner the brightest light. Raise the frequency as high as possible that you can every single place that you go. Know that your whole home is your sacred space and that this divine light that is shining through you should be shining through everything that you do and every space that you go. We are actually going to get ready to close out the show tonight because I got a lot of things to do. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of the people who became self-invested tonight. It is tons of you. You will be hearing something very soon. I got so much work I got to do. Sunday night show is going to be a blast. I love you guys. Keep spreading the message. Spread the love. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Leave a comment on Twitter. Leave a comment on Facebook. Leave a comment here. Leave a comment on iTunes. Love it. Like it. Share. And stay self-invested, you magic makers. See you on Sunday night. Peace and love. Don't forget the readings are about to close out. So if you want to get in, you need to email me. At questionforblue@gmail.com. Peace and love to you guys as we get ready to close out. Since you guys love that beat, I think I'm going to play it again for you so you can hear it. Let's see. I'll play it again for you. Let's see here. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. I'll play it in the after hours and so you guys can have it. I think I'm going to play it. Oops. Where is it? Where'd the beat go? Where'd the beat go? Let's see where the beat went. I'm going to try to play it for you guys. Much love, warm spirit. And don't forget, you guys, if you want a reading, you know at the end of the year, I'm going to be closing that out. I'm not going to be doing readings anymore. And I think there is a few more slots available. So question, QUESTION, the number 4blue@gmail.com. And if you want to get in, I'm kind of tripling up on the readings that I'm doing so that I can try to get everybody in before the end of the year. And I just have a few little slots because I quadrupled the readings, almost like I did when I first started to be insane back again. But I'm so excited about everything. The self-investing classes are coming. You know, all of the things that are here for all of the magic makers and everyone out there to keep sharing our dreams, our goals, our love, and just a lot of exciting things planned that me and Esther have planned for the remix. We got guests coming up. We got all kinds of things coming up. So stay tuned. Keep it locked in. If you haven't downloaded the Android app, do that. If you haven't connected with me on Twitter, Facebook, you know, do that. Connect with us over there. We'd love to hear from you guys. You know, send me an email. Let me know what's going on in your part of the world. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play this song and afterwards give the international shout out, and then we're going to close out the show. So you guys get to jam. I love this. Oh,
oh. Oh, shit.
you guys. I'm going to give some international shouts out to everyone out there who is listening to the show live right now from around the world. Big ups always to the UK listening, Canada, the Netherlands was in the house, Jamaica was in the house, Australia, Romania, Barbados, Germany, India, Italy, Belgium, South Africa, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, Berlin was listening, Ghana was listening, Mexico was listening, and Lithuania was listening. All of you, all over the world. Paris was in the house tonight. Jamaica was in the house. Japan was in the house tonight. Wow, so many of you guys from all over the world listening to the remix. my heart does do well. And peace and love to all of you out there. Amsterdam, holding it down all over the world, listening to the remix. Much love to you guys. Much love to you. See you guys on the flip side. Don't forget to download. Beautiful. Peace and love.